Hey everybody, we're live for the Monday Motivation Talk. Welcome, I hope you had a great weekend. On Instagram I saw a lot of people in Winter Wonderland, aka massive snow. Here in Portugal there was nothing compared to snow actually. It was rainy all day, but now it's pretty sunny. But anyway, just really fun to see you guys being online and so like hyped up about all this great weather and the great landscapes. Anyway, we're going live today about finding your professional passions and how I found mine. And yeah, passion is such a great topic. I guess when I heard it like a few years ago, you would ask me like, what do you think of passion? I'd be like, oh, that's bullshit, right? It's just a millennial term for doing something you love and that's impossible in work and whatever, don't spend your time on that. But today I want to tell you that I changed my mind about passion and then being really specific, professional passion. And I want to tell you how I found mine, what I did to find them, and how I integrated them into my work life. And we'll touch upon my my personal experiences very shortly, because I will also post a full podcast episode on how I found my passion as a presenter, so a professional event moderator. That's a specific zoom in on what I did in that sense to actually turn my personal passion into a professional one. And of course, at the end, I will also share with you my tips and tricks for how you can find yours. And starting off, there can be more than just one that is your passion. All right, we're going to start off. So first of all, why would you want to know your passion? I think that's just good to start off with. I would have to say that having work and doing something you're interested in is good. Of course, you'd rather do something that you enjoy and that you're interested in and that you can spend your day doing without feeling drained. That's good. But when it comes to finding something that you are so intrigued by, something that lights you up, that you look up to, that's something you can grow in, something that actually gives you a compelling future vision in your professional life, then I would say go for that. Because there's so much more to your professional being right now than you can be, right? There's so much more potential in your professional life than you're showing right now, than you're living right now. And of course, I understand there's this context of COVID-19, but don't forget that you have control over your professional career path and integrating things that you truly enjoy doing or talking about, and that you can actually take that control and say, I want to find out what that is for me. So I'll be able to feel more fulfilled, more aligned, more excited about my work. And for me, at least, I would say that when I found my professional passions, and I, of course, will disclose which ones they are, when I found them, and of course, it didn't happen in one moment or all at once, but when I did find them, I felt that I was actually feeling more excited about what was to come, because I was like, oh, this is new for me and I know I love it, but it's like, it's how do I do this? And okay, let me talk to a lot of people who do this. I actually had like a goal in my career finally when I found mine. So if you feel that you don't understand the word passion, or you're like, oh, that might be a hobby, right? That's what passion is. Then listen to this one, because honestly, in the official Merriam-Webster definition of passion, and of course this is not a professional passion, but passion in general, it means an object of desire or deep interest, something you're devoted to, something that you have a love for. So it's something that you feel emotionally connected to, right? I guess that's what you can say. But when it comes to professional passion, this is my personal definition, I would say it's something that it drives you, because it brings together something you truly enjoy plus a skill that you want to grow. And it's when you feel excited, it's when you're in flow, but it's also when you're in a state of growth. So it can be super broad, as you can hear. Yet there is this misconception about passion, right? So especially like I'd say parents and people 50 plus, not discriminating, but a lot of people in that age range are like, oh, why would you find your passion? Just find a good job. I mean, you know, having a job is great and just get your work. And passion is just a hobby. You know, drawing can be done on Saturdays too. And I truly understand that there is a difference between an actual hobby-ish passion and a professional passion. But when you find that definition between those two and actually focus on what that professional passion could be for you, you will see that your career will take off, literally, because you understand more what fits you as a person, but also what you will not even think about as work anymore. So I would say that passion as a hobby is the biggest misconception that there is, especially when we talk about passion in the workplace. And I would like to override it with what I would suggest is passion, according to me. Why it's so important to find passion is because you find out so much more about yourself while you're in the process of discovering what your passion really is. And it's when you start to understand what you do naturally that you might not be the best in yet. I will have to disclose that as well. Like, it's not something that you are already the number one in, but it's something that you're like, I got this, I want to try it. Like, you feel that enthusiasm. That's what you'll find out about yourself, where that sweet spot of enthusiasm and energy is. I will have to say that when I found my passion, I had a newfound energy. Like, I blew energy into my career when I found it. As said, I will post a full podcast episode on how I found my passion for, here's one of them, presenting, how I turned that into a professional event moderation gig. And in that podcast episode, I will tell you how I was on the right path. Like, I was doing what I enjoyed, but when I found out about this passion, like, it blew up like all possibilities for me. Also, why it's so important to find your passion is it will unlock more of your potential, right? So you probably know a bit about what you enjoy, what you can do, what you want to work towards, but it's not the same as when you blow it up and say, whoa, this is going to be so big, like, I can do this for the next 5 years. That will unlock more of your potential that you don't even know you have inside. And why it's also so important is that we all need a future vision, a compelling future vision. What does that entail? We all have a future. We have an idea of our next week, our next month. But, you know, especially with COVID, it's really hard to kind of pinpoint your next year, right? We all know when we plan ahead for vacations, for moving abroad, for finding a new job, it's really hard to plan it ahead right now. We have to be really flexible. But when you have a compelling future vision, which means it's not time bound, but rather that's something I don't want to work towards, or I see myself doing this and that, and then when it's possible, I want to do this, that lights you up. And it gives you so much more direction in your life in general. Of course, it's career related, but it will give you so much more clarity in a lot of areas of your life. And it might be that right now you're doing what you enjoy and that you're interested in, but still you feel really drained at the end of the day. Then it might be interesting, especially in that case, to look at your passions and see, hey, how come that I can actually still get energy from this while I'm really energy drained? And I think that's one of the key points of finding your passion. So this is just like giving you context of professional passion, normal passions, let's say, why it's so important to find yours, and especially in this time. Now I want to dive into my five professional passions that used to be normal, regular things I loved to talk about and do, and then I turn them into things that I earn money with, literally. So the first one I already disclosed, that is presenting. So I would say, long story short, because again, this will be in a podcast episode, but I was doing work that I enjoyed, that was interesting to me, but I didn't feel like I was like, this is it, right? Even though I was young, I just didn't feel like I wanted to stay in this longer, and it wasn't eager for me. I wasn't hungry in that point. When I went back to my youth, I just kind of looked back and saw, like, what did I do as a child? What did I do naturally? What did I do with other people just kind of felt bad about, or like, oh, you can do that? I looked at those kinds of things. And then at some point, I was doing this community management for a female business network. And we had to like promote a video, or like make a promotion video for an event. And nobody had done that before in the group. And then someone said, oh, you know, who wants to do that? I was like, sure. I had never really done it. I hadn't really put in the time to understand what presenting is. Of course, I had to present for school and uni, but not in that sense. Like, I will step up and do it. I just did it. And looking back, like, I rewatched that video a few times. I was like, I'm pretty good, right? And I'm not saying this to be like egocentric, but rather like sometimes you like kind of, how do you say it? Like you overdo yourself. You're like, I didn't know I could do this. Okay, it looks pretty good. Like, and I got a lot of compliments and I was like, okay, interesting, interesting. So from there, I was kind of connecting the dots looking back, and I could see that presenting, like in a very general sense, so being on stage, acting, dancing, creating like a play for my parents to see, creating a short promotional video without having to do any effort or feeling nervous. That's when I kind of looked back and just put this all into one list. And I was like, okay, apparently presenting is something that I do naturally, and I could spend more time exploring if it's something that I want to pursue. So that's number one. Presenting is one of the things that I discovered as one of my passions, and I turned into a professional gig on stages before Corona. I was an event moderator, so that was really cool. Secondly, my other passion, which I turned into a professional one, is coaching / motivating. I guess it's just one big thing, right? But when I look back at the conversations I had years ago with friends, like from like now and 5 years ago, somehow we would always end up in the conversation with me talking about, well, actually with them, with me advising them. And I didn't do this because I wanted to be like an advisor, but I always ended up coming up with solutions and with like, oh yeah, you should do this, or why don't you think about it like this, or oh, you should really read that book. Or I was always that friend that people turned to for advice, and I still am, I think, in many ways. But it's something that I just do naturally, and people are like, oh yeah, can you look at my CV, or can you check out my LinkedIn, or how would you do that? It's something that I just enjoy helping people with, and they know how to find me with that and the other way around. So when I look back at conversations with friends, that's like the main pillar of the conversations I always had in whatever situation with friends, I guess. So I also found that coaching, advising, that kind of stuff is something I do naturally, which I enjoy, that people ask me for. And therefore I was like, okay, this is something that I can also turn into something professional. So when I did my first kind of job, I didn't really have a contract. I was a freelance for a few years. I never had a real employee job. But I took the stage with being a manager for a team, and I had never managed anyone before, but I was like, yeah, I can advise people on what to do and how to spend their days and kind of like which responsibilities to take on and how to approach a client, and I can coach them on how to send an email. And I just love doing that naturally. So I just found that skill in the sense of like being a manager. And later, as you know now, I turned it into career coaching, coaching in programs that we do with GrowTribute. So that's also something that I turned into a professional gig. Furthermore, teaching, I think it's kind of related. Teaching is different in the sense that it's like, I would like to tell you guys about passion, for instance, right? So right now I'm not advising anyone. I'm just literally telling you guys what I think about passion and how I would approach it. And I guess you could say, oh, that's an inspirational talk. Yeah, but it's also, I wrote down like a whole list of things that I would want to say to you guys about what is passion, what is a definition, what would I say is a definition, what would be my tips. And I hope this is not like it is a one-way street in the sense that I'm talking to you guys and you're not talking back. But I hope you understand that teaching is also something that is related to all the things I mentioned before, but it's still different. And I hope at least that in these like short 20, 30 minutes, I can bring across a message that you will say of, oh yeah, that was interesting. I didn't really think about it that way before. Oh yeah, I can think about how to do my passions based on her tips. And I also love doing that, teaching people. And fun fact, I found this when I was actually going through my old school books, when I found like my old report cards and stuff. And I kept on seeing this like one sentence paraphrasing here, but it was like something like, Rochelle always finishes her work faster than the other people. And then she goes and helps other people and tells them how to do it because she knows how to teach. And I don't have to do anything as a teacher. And it's just hilarious. So I just thought, okay, that makes a lot of sense now because I still love doing that. And last but surely related to all the things I mentioned before, career advice. Like apart from advising in general, I've loved to connect, network, do business talk, share about how I do LinkedIn, about how to write content for years. I don't know where exactly it happened, but I've since I started studying, I was like, I actually want to work. I enjoy work. I want to learn a lot about work, like as a topic. And ever since, I've been so much of an observer in my own career, but also in other people's careers, and seeing what happens. And that information helped me to become the person and the professional that I am right now, with career coaching and GrowTribute and all the things that we're going to do around career. But I am obsessed with the topic of career. And it's something that I naturally tend to actually be drawn towards, especially in conversations, but also when it's mentioned in, on the news, or for instance, as a student, I was already on LinkedIn since, I don't know, 2014 or something. And basically none of my study mates, I would say, or classmates were on. And the moment they needed it for an internship, they were like, oh yeah, you know how LinkedIn works, right? I was like, yeah, sure, I can help. And then at some point a friend said, hey, we need someone to do like a workshop, like business networking related. Would you want to do it about LinkedIn? And I was like, sure, why not? And then I did it and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. People are not so much into LinkedIn yet, and I know more because I've been on the platform more. So from there, I turned that into LinkedIn workshops for students while I was still a student, and so on and so on. So just wanted to show you and illustrate that passions don't come out of nowhere. Passions come from years of small, like, bits and pieces of things that you already do, maybe in a different context, different behavior, but still it's all super related. So these are my professional passions that I also turn into things I earn money with. And I would say right now it's all combined in GrowTribute. So I present as in now, but we do a lot of video courses. I coach people on their careers, do that one-on-one, but we also do that in the programs where we have webinars and group coaching calls. I motivate people for life, but especially for a career and finding what you truly want to do and living life on your own terms. I teach people about, for instance, passion, but we have a podcast where we also teach about things that we enjoy, but also we have methods for finding, for instance, like which kind of career aligns with you. So that is a part of teaching, and career advice, just so interconnected in everything we do. So basically I turned everything that I love to do into a professional gig. Now, you might be a little bit overwhelmed and be like, okay, but you know, it's not so clear for me, and you have like five passions and you turn them all into professional gigs. Well, good for you. I don't know how to do it. I have a job, and right now it doesn't make any sense to find like my passion in there, because it wouldn't align, because my passion is so not related to what I do right now. Do not worry. I'm not asking you to quit your job and just kind of pursue your passion as your professional gig right away. I would not advise that at all. But I want to show you with this illustration of what I did in a very short wrap up, that finding your passion is just not done in a moment. It's like soul searching for a while, but it's also understanding what you did, what your behavior was, what conversations you had before, and then kind of writing down and finding those links. And from there, kind of finding a cluster almost, and finding like an upper theme that kind of like a top theme that connects everything and is like the broad sauce over everything you do and say and enjoy. So as you can see, passion for me is not just something that you do on the weekends, or something you actually deliberately have to put time into, like, oh yeah, on Saturday I have to watch this, or on Saturday I have to read that book on that topic because I'm interested. But it's rather something that's so ingrained in you, like it's super natural to you. That is where you have to find it. That's where your true magic of passion is going to be. Going back to your obstacles right now, like, how do I find it? It's not for me. How do I make it professional? I would say don't start with kind of forcing the fact that you want to find something that is done personally and then making it professionally. I would not kind of force that to happen, because I also have a few things that I didn't write down as my professional passion, but I still think that is interesting in daily life, and I don't have to pursue that per se. But maybe I'll add them to the mix, and then from there, you know, start a new product, for instance. But anyway, I would say don't start there. Start with discovering. And herefore, jotted down some tips for you guys. And I guess that if you listen to what I just said from now, that a lot of things I already mentioned, but here's like a list of things I would definitely advise you to do so that you can find your passion or passions. First thing is, this is something that you can ask yourself Which compliment do you always get, or compliments? So it could be something that literally your friends always say to you. It could be something that your, I don't know, your siblings look up to. It can be something from your past that when you look at your old report cards, like I did, you'll find that one sentence from the teacher, you're like, oh yeah, that's interesting. I still do that, right? So look back and kind of remember what would be something that people would compliment you on back then, but also now. So it can also be things like the way you put so much effort and go into detail about the way you come across in terms of vocabulary. It could be that you have such a great vocabulary and you're always expanding it, and you're always reading things in a dictionary and looking up words of the day and understanding how you can frame your message differently with communication. That is also something that you can be complimented on. Maybe you have been already by colleagues, for instance. Things like that. So what do you get compliments on is just number one. Secondly, what would your friends ask you for advice for? So when you're having dinner, when you're on the phone, what thing do your friends always ask you? Like, oh, hey, I know you always do this, so can I ask you for your review? Or can I ask you to check this for me? Or how would you do that in that conversation? Look for those things. So what do you always help your friends with? What do they ask you to help with? Thirdly, as you probably heard, like the big theme, I would say, of finding my passions is connecting the dots looking backwards. So old hobbies, your childhood, things you did during your study time, what you did in the study association, student association, things from your past. It might be a bit different, but somehow the things are interconnected. So you could say, oh, I was always super creative with my hands, or I was always super creative with my words, like things like that you will find in your old hobbies. Don't forget to ask your parents or your siblings, like, hey, what did we always do? What kind of things did we play with? You know, that kind of stuff are very interesting. So yes, it doesn't mean that when your parents say, oh yeah, you always played the piano, that now your passion could be piano playing, but there could be some sort of thing in there, like, you enjoy understanding how musical notes work, and from there you actually started understanding how to put your hands, you liked understanding from paper how to put that into position, and you're very aware of your I don't know, I'm just making this up, right? So it doesn't have to be the exact thing, but rather the message behind that thing that you did back then. Then fourthly, this is tip number four, look at things, or look for things that give you energy even though you are tired. And this is a very interesting one because, okay, for instance, right? So when I had a long day and I know there's a call at the end of the day at 7 or 8 p.m. and I'm like, ooh, yeah, I really have to like push myself to feel energized for the conversation and come across energetic. And I kind of feel like, oh, maybe should I cancel it because I'm not feeling so great right now. I'm like, just push a little bit through, you'll get there. And then when I had that conversation, I was like pumped up, hyped up, energetic as fuck. And I was like, whoa, okay, wait, let me just rewind that part. So I was like dead tired. I was about to cancel this conversation. But now I'm like lit up, like super lit up. What happened? I was coaching someone on their career. There you go. So just look for those things, like when you are going out with friends or you're about to do something and you're like, I would love to do it, but I feel bad. And afterwards you're like, I didn't want to miss out on this. Those things you got to look for as well. Then this one is obvious, but logical. What do you always put a lot of time into? So even when, like, what do you watch when you're distracted? What do you read up on in the news? So is it that you follow a lot of people online that have investments that are trying to become FIRE? Or is it something like you want to understand how the keto diet works, how to be plant-based? You've been reading a lot of books and watching interviews on this, things like that. Like, look where you spend your time apart from work and then see if that is something that you want to, yeah, actually look into more and dive deeper into. When you have all this written down, all this information about yourself, basically, I would advise you to not choose one thing, because you won't be able to kind of feel, I would say most of us won't really be able to feel like, is this it? I would say make it a passion project. So find like a moment in the week, we'd say like Tuesday night, Monday night, that you just plan ahead and say, I want to work on my passion projects. And you just choose like one, two, three types of passions that you have discovered, like things that you're kind of not so sure about yet, but just want to discover a little bit more. Put time into that weekly. And for instance, when you say like, I have a potential passion for copywriting, right? That you just find a course online that's free and you just like dive into the topic more, or you watch interviews on how to be a better copywriter, or you talk to a friend who is a copywriter, or you go on LinkedIn and ask someone about their experience being a copywriter. So find that time on a weekly basis to actually dive into that topic more, and then spend a few weeks, I would say like at least 4 weeks on this, and then kind of evaluate, did I enjoy putting this time into it or did I not? And then just say yes or no, be very clear, like hell yes or hell no. And when it's a no, just cancel that project, don't feel bad about it, and move on with the other projects. And kind of test it out, how you feel, how much energy it gives you, how much time you actually want to put into it. Oh, I want to put in more time. Oh, it's already 11 p.m., I should go to bed, but I'm so interested. That's when you know that you found your passion, maybe. And then from there, I don't want to push you already, but when you're super clear about it, you're like, okay, copywriting is something that's in my heart, I understand it so much, I want to put more time into this, I want to pursue it, then you can do a first step when you're in, like when you're on a contract and you're an employee, you could always talk about your manager and say like, how can I just like put more time into copywriting? Like, is there like a mini project that I can take on, like an internal project that's about writing or copy or content that I could just work on? And from there, kind of pursue a little bit more. And at some point you could say, yeah, I will become that freelance copywriter, for instance, but that's a long way from here. So this was it in terms of sharing more about what I think a passion is, how I found mine, how to find yours. And as mentioned a few times, I will be posting a full podcast episode on specifically how I found my professional passion for presenting and how I turned that into being an event moderator. So on stages, at conferences, introducing people, interviewing people, etc. So I will, of course, let you know when that's live, probably end of this week. Furthermore, I want to keep you accountable. So when you watch this, send me a DM or whatever message. Just send it to me and say what you think you want to explore and just tell me about it, because maybe I could just kind of give you some ideas or kind of pursue it and say like, hey, are you still working on it? I understand that a lot of people are like, oh, this is interesting, and then we kind of forget. So don't do that. When you feel that you actually are committed to finding the passion at least and try it out for a month, then just send me that message and I'll be happy to kind of talk to you about it, brainstorm and keep you accountable. So just do that. And lastly, kind of like a call to action, stay tuned for our career program, because passion, finding yours, putting that into a professional environment is one of the things that we touch upon in this thing. I cannot disclose more than that right now, but understand this is one of the things that I can help you with largely. I'm super excited about, I know lots about. So if you are interested in more, then stay tuned. Otherwise, just send me a message and I'd be happy to tell you more information. Spoiler alert. All right. I hope this was useful and inspiring. Just send me a message and let me know. And enjoy the rest of your Monday. Ciao. We hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Before you go, we'd like to give you something valuable. It isn't easy to find work that suits you 100%, right? Leonard and I have both felt so lost and had to find tools to create a career that we love. And to help you skip the detours and get to where you want to be fast, we put our 23 biggest secrets in a short guide. And of course, we're offering it for free. This guide helps you to adopt powerful beliefs and thoughts about work, find the unique role that's built around you, learn how to create a career that has it all, and take the first steps to a life full of flow, meaning, and passion. So just head over to growtribute.com/guide, so growtribute.com/guide, to receive our success guide for a career on your terms.